guys. We're back.
Yay!
Yeah, Beatcast is back, and yours truly, Tim.
Mark.
Together with Mark, yeah. And, Mark, it's been a long time, right?
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, busy, busy, busy. Our own schedules have taken our time.
Yeah, so we're finally back, and, we got lots of stuff
to talk about this week. Yep. Especially since it's the week of the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con is up in the air. It's up to Sunday. So yes. It started like on the 21st with preview night.
Usually shortened to SDCC. The 2010 SDCC is going strong. And, well, it's getting a lot of attention because there's a lot of events happening. And a lot of special guests in the platform.
Lots.
Platform floor.
Yeah, I can't imagine how the convention center looked like, but when I was seeing it live on video,
I saw it online also as well in YouTube videos, and wow, it's pretty big this year.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff that were covered by our contacts in the U.S. and they're pretty much broke right now.
Yes, I can't imagine someone going to the SDCC and not buying anything there, because there are tons of exclusives that you gotta take home if you're a collector.
Aside from that, they showed lots of freebies like posters, trinkets and stuff.
Yeah, they gave that away. Plus, they had extra footage and exclusive reels on things like Marvel Animation. They showed the new Iron Man anime, mm-hmm. a few minutes of it, and then the new Avengers cartoon.
Okay.
That will be debuting next year or late this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they showed new action figures, of course.
Well, with Marvel and related to Capcom, they have shown the Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Yeah, so which I've been following and I've detailed in my blog. They've debuted six new characters.
Deadpool!
No, Deadpool is not part of it. It was already revealed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Doctor Doom, Super Skrull, and Thor for the Capcom. For the Marvel side, sorry. And for the Capcom side, we have...
Chun-Li,
Trish from Devil May Cry, and mm-hmm. Amaterasu from Okami.
Okay, so, based on the videos captured by our representatives in San Diego, the game is so fluid, I'd like to see Deadpool.
And I've seen the official footage released by Capcom, the trailers themselves. Yeah. And... God almighty, I will get this game on day one.
They have, they also held a tournament there.
Yes, they did. They held a mini exhibition mm-hmm. tournament for Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I can't imagine how cool the game is compared to the old one way back.
No. It will utilize familiar elements from the previous games, especially mm-hmm. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but it's a given that with the 2.5D engine they're going to utilize there, based mm-hmm. on the same graphics engine they used for Resident Evil 5, it'll be a substantially different feel.
Okay. So
for gamers who are experienced with the Marvel vs. Capcom mm-hmm. series, it'll be so different to play this game. But at the same time, it's still the familiar 2D fighting that we're all so passionate about.
Nostalgia like 9 years ago, right?
Yes, because I'm a fighting game fanatic myself, and mm-hmm. I enjoy playing Capcom games, especially the Marvel vs. Capcom mm-hmm. games, the Street Fighter games, anything by Capcom, it's solid. So I'm expecting this game to be top-notch. And, you better watch out for a bit of news this weekend coming from Capcom themselves, because... Super Street Fighter 4's producer, Yoshinori Ono, will be announcing a big game that he says will be the game that everybody will say, boy, I'm gonna buy this game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it's confirmed that it's a fighting game, but mm-hmm. we don't know what kind of fighting game it is. People were teasing that it will be a new Darkstalkers game, or perhaps a new Street Fighter game, or...
Namco
versus Capcom game.
Oh yeah, that's what I like.
Namco, for those you don't...
Tekken.
Yeah, those who are not familiar with it.
Soul Calibur.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now they're under the name Bandai Namco.
Yeah.
Because Bandai bought Namco, and now they're one whole entity.
Mm-hmm. Similar to Takara Tomy.
Yes, and Square Enix.
Mm-hmm.
Those mergers are pretty good because it makes big business and big
yeah,
bucks.
And you know, they don't spend a lot since they're one under one company.
Yes, but still, people still prefer to say, "Oh, Namco is making a new Tekken
game." Yeah,
but
well, it's a different thing.
Yeah. Yes, so. Yeah, well, look forward to an announcement this weekend by Yoshinori Ono-san.
Mm-hmm.
And Capcom is sure to deliver more gaming goodness in the coming months with the Gamers Con,
mm-hmm.
Gamers Conference, and the Tokyo Game Show, which happens this September.
Well, hopefully we could check out that online.
I'm gonna be putting up updates on that, okay. And you'll be hearing it from us also. So yeah, Mark, what else can we talk about regarding the SDCC?
This past second day, first day, we got updates that other movie stuff, but with the toy exclusives. What I see with our contacts there in the U.S., they have shown the diorama of the Marvel action figures.
Marvel Universe.
Marvel Universe figures.
Marvel Legends.
Yes. And
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, Iron Man 2. Quite a display that I like.
Yes, and I am going to collect those but because I'm a Marvel guy. But, well, gone are the days when I used to collect 6-inch figures from Toy Biz. Now that Hasbro owns the rights to producing mm-hmm. Marvel toys. Since 2007,
yeah.
Or 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
2006.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 2006. Ever since Hasbro got their hands on the Marvel franchise, mm-hmm. they've tried scaling it down, and now it's G.I. Joe size.
It's
3.75 inches. Or
4-inch or 1/18.
1/18, as you'd scale. Say, yes.
Yeah.
It's the same size as mm-hmm. G.I. Joe. And, mm-hmm. well, for those who collect G.I. Joe, it's your lucky break because you can now have G.I. Joe versus Marvel fantasies if you want to cross over your
yeah.
characters from each of the lines.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fight against each other, blah, blah, blah. But regardless, Hasbro is still keeping up the tradition
yep.
of 6-inch
yep,
figure
they
releases.
Have, they've what I saw in the displays there were the 2-packs.
Yes, that's the only way they're going to release 6-inch figures from
mm-hmm.
now on, is through 2-packs.
Mm-hmm.
2-pack deals which include some of the most well-known characters in Marvel history,
mm-hmm.
which never made it or have already made it to the Marvel Legends series.
Line. Mm-hmm.
Except they're reproduced and re-sculpted as new figures. Like,
yep.
for example, in the SDCC convention this year, they've
mm-hmm.
previewed Deadpool together with Warpath
oh, yeah.
from X-Force. And Deadpool has a new sculpt, naturally, because why would you re-release an old sculpt if you could produce a new one with, let's hope, better articulation, better paint, and...
Nicer guns.
Yes, nicer weapons, nicer accessories.
Okay.
The Hulk has also been re-sculpted, and he's paired together with Valkyrie.
Valkyrie from Secret Avengers.
Yes,
yeah,
and so. She's also one of the Asgardian gods,
mm-hmm.
together with Thor. And speaking of Thor, they're also showing in the San Diego Comic-Con production photos, production art, and replicas and collectibles that are being used for the Thor movie coming out next year.
Yeah, like Odin's throne. It's there.
Yes.
And
that's a highlight of the Marvel booth, actually.
Yeah.
For those who haven't checked the internet lately, there's a new production photo showing Thor, Odin, and Loki together in the throne room.
With the helmets, right?
No, they don't have any helmets.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's one photo with Loki wearing the helmet
mm-hmm.
and with the Warriors 3
mm-hmm.
Volstagg and the other two Asgardian
I'm
guys.
Not good with names
yeah but anyway they're called the Warriors 3 they're
okay.
Thor's brothers in arms
mm-hmm.
and they're talking with Odin presumably but anyway regarding the Thor movie I have yet to see Chris Hemsworth after playing Thor wearing the helmet but we have seen production photos where
mm-hmm.
he tries to take out the hammer
uh-huh.
and fighting Loki and production art sketch for
mm-hmm.
production art mini one-sheet poster
yeah that was
Thor
given
movie.
Away
yeah there's also one for oh yeah Captain America the First Avenger which is another movie coming out next year
in the booth of Marvel I saw it on the video is the shield was there on display and the hammer
They have to show it. I mean, it's Captain America and Thor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you already had Iron Man, so why not show the other two big, mm-hmm. big members of the Avengers? Mm-hmm. Well, collectively, the most popular members of the Avengers are yep. Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man. They form the big three, the core members of the Avengers. And now that Iron Man's films have gone out, it's now time for Thor and Captain America to shine mm-hmm. in cinemas next year. Yep. So, for those who don't know, Thor comes out on May 6, 2011, and Captain America the First Avenger will be coming out in theaters July 22, 2011.
That's 2 months away between two movies.
Yes, next year. So, yeah, besides that, after those movies are done, by 2012, we'll be getting an Avengers film.
Yep.
And it's been confirmed officially that Josh Whedon
is the director?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Buffy, the Buffy creator and Serenity creator, also the writer of Astonishing X-Men,
yep, my favorite
will be helming the Avengers film.
Oh my god, that's gotta be big.
Yes, and they've confirmed the actor to play Hawkeye. And according to Josh Whedon, let me give it a check, Mark. So,
check your database.
Yeah, I'm checking my database. I just want to make sure of the actor's name. But what's your thoughts on Josh Whedon directing?
Well, it's something that's a new challenge for the director since the last one was Firefly. Firefly is the last movie?
Serenity
was his last TV series or movie?
Film.
His last movie was Serenity. So expect something good about this movie because the way that he writes Astonishing X-Men before, I was blown away. That was
me too. The motion comic especially. Have you seen the motion comics?
Yeah, I only saw the first issue. So
it's pretty nice. I mean, in fact, now Marvel's doing a lot of good work with mm-hmm. their motion comic animated mm-hmm. films mm-hmm. based on the comic series that they sold tons and tons of books.
Yeah, tons for. And the exclusives that they were selling there was one of them is the 19-inch Galactus. So,
yes, for Marvel Universe. And according to Mark, it will be seeing a regular release
This fall.
Yes, this fall, together with a Silver Surfer figure. So for those who haven't gotten a Silver Surfer figure yet, mm-hmm. just hold out a little bit more because you'll be getting him alongside Galactus.
But with a different packaging. So based on Mock's report a few days ago, he said that it will support a new box version. They don't have that description yet, but if you are itching to get the Galactus in the SDCC box, it has artwork.
By Joe Quesada.
Yep, and it will have a different box version once it was released by sometime in fall.
Editor-in-Chief Joe Quesada draw the box art for the Galactus mm-hmm. San Diego Comic-Con exclusive mm-hmm. release. And, I don't know what the new box art will look like for the regular release later this fall, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah,
what it looks
and I'm like. Pretty much expecting that. The new one, the regular release, because it has Silver Surfer, since I don't have a Silver Surfer.
Hold that thought, Mark. I found what I was looking for. It's Jeremy Renner who will be playing the role of Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Hawkeye, the marksman. The guy who fires bows mm-hmm. and wearing the purple spandex suit in the Avengers. Yeah, he's known. He's a well-known Avengers member, Hawkeye.
Yeah, but he was Ronin also.
Yeah, several identities through the years. He was one of the only people I know to take the Goliath identity also, besides Henry Pym mm-hmm. and I forgot the name of the other guy, but he's one of the Goliaths.
Mm.
And one of the guys to bear the name Goliath, aka Giant Man. And he also adopted the identity of Ronin, yes, recently mm-hmm. in New Avengers. But he returned to the role of Hawkeye
because
for the heroic age. Because the heroes are back. They're no longer fugitives from the law. Because Steve Rogers is now back on top.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the new Nick Fury. So he's allowing heroes to do their jobs.
To do their thing.
Yes, do the right thing. So he formed the Avengers and now Hawkeye is back officially. Anyway,
besides from what happened on the first day is that Stanley was there signing up stuff for
yes, and
the
he
fans.
Introduced new works. as part of his POW Entertainment production company.
His own...
Yeah, he's creating three new characters. Those being... Wait, let me check my database. I'm sorry.
Well,
Soldier Zero, Starborn, and the Traveler. It's part of the Boom Crew.
Okay, so he was there on first day, and our man Mock Diesel was there lining up and had his 3.75 version of Spider-Man, the movie version exclusive.
Yeah.
Signed up. He bought one for well, signature. He got it for signature.
Yeah, and they did a lot of stuff there for the San Diego Comic-Con, and you know, I wish I was there. So, well, so do you.
I've been wishing for that since I found that out in the early 2000s.
The San Diego Comic-Con is one of the biggest events to happen in pop culture history.
It's the mecca of all geekdom.
Well, because it encompasses a lot of hobbies aside from aside from the other conventions to come out, like the Wizard Con or
WonderCon.
WonderCon, yeah. There's another one.
The New York Comic Con.
Yeah, the New York Comic Con. I mean, besides those, the San Diego Comic Con is one of the well-known conventions in the States.
It's been around since 1970.
Right, because a lot of big announcements are made there.
Yeah.
For the big comic book publishers, especially the big two, being Marvel Comics and DC Comics.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that happened aside from Marvel's movie interviews from the cast of Tron was there.
Yeah, Tron Legacy.
They showed the third trailer, the full trailer.
Yes, and there's more Jeff Bridges screen time there.
Well, I don't want to give away those stuff, but you can check out that at our site at geekmatic.blogspot.com. We posted that yesterday. So
yes, Mark has posted the trailer to Tron Legacy there along with some pictures.
Yeah, I posted one image there, but mostly the most watched is the Tron trailer. Also on that, during the first day, the cast of Scott Pilgrim was there.
Yes, Michael Cera.
Michael Cera, who's the girl? I forgot. All the cast there, the main cast.
Yes.
The director was interviewed by MTV.
Chris Evans was also there then.
Yep.
Captain America himself. Yes, folks, he's playing Captain America.
But probably tomorrow or... later tonight, or whatever time zone we are gonna wait, they're gonna interview the full cast of Green Lantern.
Yes, that would be Ryan Reynolds,
Blake Lively,
what's his name from Sherlock Holmes?
Forgot his name. I'm not good with names.
Yeah, Mark Strong, who's playing Sinestro.
And, in their booth, in the DC Comics booth, there was a body of who's that guy who died? I forgot.
Which guy who died? What are you talking about?
The Green Lantern that passed the Green Lantern ring to
Abin Sur.
Abin Sur. There's a full body replica of his corpse.
Yes, of Abin Sur. Abin Sur is the alien who gave Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, the ring to become Green Lantern. What's funny? There's nothing funny about that.
Well, I always...
Without that event happening,
he won't be a Green Lantern, but I can't say. The display there, the corpse of Abin Sur on display, that's so sick, man.
What do you mean it's sick? It's actually awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Geeks will go, oh my god.
Yeah, it was there.
Full throttle with the Green Lantern movie promotions.
Yeah, it's there. They were giving away posters as well. What else happened that day? It's simultaneously, everything is happening at the same time. So,
dude, it's the San Diego Comic Con. Of course, a lot of things are going to happen there at the same time. Also, before I forget, they were also promoting the new Green Hornet movie with Seth Rogen and Jay Chou, yeah. Yes, who plays Green Hornet and
Kato,
respectively.
That will be up early next year. So
yes, actually we were supposed to get it late this year, but they decided to move it to early next year.
I think February or March.
Yes.
Right,
so Seth Rogen plays the Green Hornet, and It looks more comedic than serious.
Yeah, but the serious guy was always J. Chou, right?
So, and we also got the official Green Lantern movie logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which looks awesome.
Well, a few weeks back, a few days ago, I mean, I'm sorry.
Last week, or early last week, they also showed the cover to Entertainment Weekly revealing the full costume Ryan Reynolds will be mm-hmm. wearing as Green Lantern. And suffice to say, a lot of people had mixed opinions about it.
Yeah, but...
But to me, I found it, it's all right.
If you're a fan and you're not nitpicking on the...
Yeah, you see, here's the thing. Because a lot of people started nitpicking and comparing it to...
The comics and the Hollywood thing, yeah.
No. Some people said that it looks more Kyle Rayner than Hal Jordan.
Yeah, that's
Kyle Rayner being the replacement of Hal Jordan in the 90s when Hal Jordan went rogue and became Parallax.
Mm-hmm.
The last Green Lantern was Kyle Rayner for mm-hmm. a time. Then Kyle restarted the course by reigniting the central power battery in Oa. And from there, they were able to create new Green Lanterns again. And eventually, Hal Jordan came back as a hero.
Yep.
And since then, there have been many adventures together with yeah. Kyle Rayner, Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, and Guy Gardner, well-known Earth Green Lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you like the aliens, there's Kilowog and Tomaru, who will be appearing also in the Green Lantern movie.
Oh, I can't wait for
that. Yeah, because I'm a big Green Lantern fan, and I can't mm-hmm. wait to see them show the entire core, mm-hmm. if they can manage, and the Guardians themselves.
Wow, that's got to be one big film.
Yes, it will be. Hey, Geoff Johns, the celebrity writer of DC Comics, mm-hmm. who penned Blackest Night,
mm-hmm.
and who wrote most of the
Green Lantern
of the Green Lantern
including
stories.
Including Rebirth.
Yes, bringing back Hal Jordan. That's it. That's where he got his start.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he cemented his place as the best, if not one of the greatest Green Lantern writers
yep.
ever. I mean, I can't begin to tell you that he has also invested a lot of time overseeing the works being done by director Martin Campbell and the film crew responsible for producing the Green Lantern film. Geoff Johns is there to oversee mm-hmm. that things run in a smooth pace,
yep.
and it's faithful to the comics themselves.
Well, can't wait to see that. That will be when is it going to show? 2011.
2011. Yeah, 2011.
Yeah.
End of 2011.
And no news on Batman, right?
No, there's a ton of Batman news comic-wise. Of course, Bruce Wayne will be returning by that time. So mm-hmm. by the end of this year, Grant Morrison, the guy responsible for turning Bruce Wayne's world upside down, yeah, with Batman RIP and Final Crisis,
okay.
will be bringing Bruce back, and a lot of changes will be happening to the Batman universe since Dick Grayson took over as Batman. We don't know what those changes will be, but what is sure is that there will be a new series called Batman Inc., Incorporated.
Wow, that's
and
gonna
I,
be a lot.
I don't know what that's gonna be, but we just have to wait and see what will happen to Bruce and company, because the thing is, once Bruce returns, he has to reestablish himself and his presence as Batman mm-hmm. in Gotham City. And as we know, Dick Grayson replaced him as Batman when he was thought dead.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Wayne became the new Robin.
Yep.
Tim Drake became Red Robin. Stephanie Brown, also known as Spoiler, became the new Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And Gotham City has been trying to move on since Bruce Wayne disappeared. But now that Bruce is back, he'll reestablish himself. And it remains to be seen what will happen to Gotham and his proteges once he becomes Batman again.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from that, David Finch, the artist who drew Avengers Disassembled and Moon Knight in Marvel,
mm-hmm.
he's a new DC exclusive artist.
Okay.
And he drew the cover to Batman 700, and he did some internal work there. He will be penning, as in writing the story and drawing, a new Batman series called Batman The Dark Knight. And it basically revolves around Batman investigating things that are... more of sorcery and magic.
Wow, and that's something new.
Yeah, it's something new and something that's supposedly out of his league, but Batman is the world's greatest detective, and he will stop at nothing to solve the case.
Oh yeah, he's the greatest detective of all time.
Yes, and the peak of human perfection.
That's why the meaning of DC Comics is Detective Comics, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. Where did you get that idea? Silly.
I'm just trying to be silly.
I know. Anyway, look it up in Wikipedia. It doesn't mean Detective Comics. I will not tell you the answer.
Anyway, so DC is turning up lots of stuff early this year since they're celebrating 75 years
of producing comics.
Yep, and well, I haven't much delved on their coverage during Comic-Con, but I'm sure that you guys are keeping tune
on the internet. You just check several sites around, and they're covering the Comic-Con pretty much. Yeah, so I guess that's about it for now. We will talk more about the San Diego Comic-Con when we get more updates to fill you guys in on it.
On the next few days of Comic-Con,
There's sure to be a lot of stuff to fill our hearty appetites. Hearty pop culture
this
appetites.
This is just a portion of what you talk about, like Marvel, DC, and the upcoming Scott Pilgrim start with...
Green Hornet, Captain America, Thor, just about any film adaptation you can think about that's related to pop culture.
That's happening for the next few months or next year, and stuff that's going to be coming out, like toys, action figures, anything in between.
Toys, action figures, movies, comics, and let's not forget comics. That's why it's called the Comic-Con.
Yep.
Okay, and... okay, so this is Tim and Mark. We'll be back again for another edition of Beatcast talking about the Comic-Con. Thank you.